the hardest hit place in the region very well may be Fauquier County, which has reported hundreds of trees down, some of them into homes.
Well, joining us now is Brandy Schaefer, town manager of Warrenton. Brandy, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Have you been out and about yet? Have you had a chance to see how much damage you have in Warrenton?
Yes, actually, you know, it appears it kind of came through parts of Fauquier and then Warrenton took a direct hit, my own house and car included. So I've been doing assessment on foot and walking and checking on neighbors, and now here at Town Hall working through the assessment and next steps in the storm response.
What are you hearing from your emergency crews in terms of the extent of the damage, Brandy?
Yeah, I think what's different about this damage is, you know, we're used to storms coming through and seeing some limbs down and, you know, some general damage, but this is pretty sustained damage townwide, and also it's whole trees. So those big, large trees coming down have taken down quite a few power lines and have blocked, you know, like a lot of our transportation network. And so just kind of managing the traffic and dealing with, you know, live power lines that are down, and also trying to check on homes that have trees on them and make sure that no one is injured.
Do you have any information about possible injuries from the storm?
Thankfully, at this time, we do not. And so I'm really glad for that. I'm definitely still checking homes and knocking on doors and making sure. But at this time, we have no reported injuries, just some serious structural damage. And then also, obviously, townwide power outages.
So between the power outages and all of the power lines that are down, have you guys suffered any notable communications problems?
We definitely felt it early on, trying to communicate with each other. Our cell phones were struggling to go through. We were struggling to get messages through. We do have, you know, a separate network that we use in an emergency situation, and we were able to communicate through that. But initially, just our regular personal cell phones and things like that, we were not able to get calls to go through. So there was definitely an impact in communications early on.
Now, this didn't rise to the level of a tornado, wasn't officially a tornado, but it was considered a destructive storm. So are you setting up a way for folks in the community to get resources that they may need to clean up from this storm?
Yeah, I would definitely say, as a native Texan, it sure felt like a tornado. I know they've just reported we were, you know, in 80-mile-an-hour winds and some straight-line rain. It was very intense when it came through, and so we are starting that now. Our emergency services coordinator, police chief, deputy chief, and available officers, building inspectors, and all public works are responding and are here now, and so we're going through those steps to coordinate with Fauquier County and surrounding jurisdictions on what might be needed to assist anyone that is going to be without power for an extended period of time, or if they had a structural collapse and we need to work on finding them a place to be. So we're currently working through that at the moment.
We've only got 10 seconds. How long will this cleanup take generally? Do you have any idea?
Well, I wish it was 10 seconds for us, but I definitely anticipate we will be working through this cleanup for several days. These are very, very large trees, and I anticipate cleanup will be for at least 2 to 3 days after the storm.
Brandy, thanks so much for joining us. Be safe, and best wishes to the folks in Warrenton.
Thank you.
Brandy Schaefer, town manager of Warrenton.